It's Current State here on 90.5 WKAR. We're glad you're along. I'm Mark Bayshore. This winter has been brutal for all of us, but the extra snow, cold, and ice that we've been having this season has taken an especially rough toll on those who are living on low and fixed incomes. Our next guest says that the number of people requesting assistance with their utility bills is way up this year, and that the rise in need has been exacerbated by some recent measures enacted by the legislature. Dr. Joan Jackson Johnson is the director of the Human Relations and Community Service Department for the City of Lansing, and she's here to tell us more. We tried to connect the other day, and it just didn't work out over the phone. We're glad you came in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Sure.
It's been a busy season. It started in December with the change in the weather, and our shelters have been at overflow since that time, and the number of calls that we've received for utility assistance has just been unreal, you know, close to 50%. And these are individuals who are operating with fixed income.
Increase in calls is up 50%?
Absolutely.
That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
We document for transparency and to see, you know, what people are doing with the time, the kinds of calls that we're receiving, but for utility assistance only. And the second runner-up would be individuals seeking rental assistance. But the utility, I think, is probably the worst that I've seen since I've been in Michigan, and that's been a while. Part of it, obviously, is the weather, you know, related. You know, part of it is the longevity. You know, we had first the big snow of in December, and then the follow-up in January, that people haven't been able to regroup from that. Fuel and energy costs are up on top of that, which has just really compounded a really bad situation.
What sort of relief is available?
Well, generally, what we have is Department of Human Services. We have agencies that receive funding such as Capital Area Community Services, Salvation Army. We have the faith-based community that we rely on heavily, in particular organizations like St. Vincent de Paul. And the City of Lansing has a small grant that we give to one of the agencies to augment, you know, the unmet need, which ranges from $200 down. So, you know, with all of that out there, what we have now is a faith-based community referring people to the City of Lansing, which is generally the reverse of what we normally receive. Part of this started last year without my knowledge, and it slapped me in the face the end of September, and that was with Public Act 615.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Public Act 615 apparently in December of 2012 was passed by the legislators, signed into law January 2013 by the governor. Our community and many communities that I've had contact with, including Department of Human Services locally, said that they did not become aware of this until near the end of September. The law, the program changes occurred October 1. Which basically delayed payment by 1 month for normal SER, which is state emergency relief services that citizens are entitled to depending on their income level. And without this advanced knowledge, we had people who assumed that the utilities that were off or those that were compromised, that they'd be eligible for this new money, which the max out at about $1,100 or $1,200 per household. With this delay, what happened is that people whose power was already off would not be eligible for that protective period, which begins in November. Which means that if my utilities were off at my home, if I got them turned back on in October, I'd be safe from November 1 through March 31st.
Okay.
And with that delay in payment, many people were caught out in the cold. They were anticipating, you know, the services, and without knowledge from, you know, the higher powers and Department of Human Services, the community was just not prepared to respond in a timely fashion.
Ordinarily, how would officials like you learn about changes like PA 615?
Well, through Department of Human Services or other state agencies who certainly would want to work with local government to make sure that citizens are protected when changes like that occur. We're talking about impacting the lives of children. We're talking about our seniors. We're talking about the medically fragile. Although with the medically fragile, the utility companies will not turn power off or any utilities off if you have advanced documentation.
Okay.
But that has to be in advance, you know, CPACs, breathing machines, oxygen, you know, things of that nature. The other catch-22 for people in the greater Lansing area is that the city of Lansing has an ordinance that says that if your house without any of the essential services, gas, water, light, your house will be tagged and you will be forced to leave or not stay there during essential hours until those utilities have been restored. We have a large percentage of individuals. Lansing Public Housing, for example, has under 1,000 units that people received at reduced rates for rent. Part of the lease with Section 8 and public housing is that if you have a lease with them or a rental agreement, that if you lose power, you are in violation of your lease and will be evicted from the program.
Hmm. What did I see Public Act 615 also figures into this somehow?
Public Act 615 is a trigger point of the utility non-payment that normally would have occurred in October. And it is the trigger point now because those funds still aren't available to a vast number of our citizens. And they've depleted the resources that have been available through customary channels such as the churches, CACS, Salvation Army, and the city.
Did someone somewhere drop the ball then in terms of communicating these changes to you?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Have you had any contact with the state over this?
We had a meeting with the Senate Appropriation for Department of Human Services. We've met with the state office, and people have held firm, that these funds will be available on the back end of the year. Had they done it in reverse, allowed us to operate as usual, and then say these are the cuts and changes for coming up this year, 6 or 8 months would have given us a long time to prepare for this.
We're talking with Dr. Joan Jackson Johnson, who runs the Human Relations and Community Service Department for the City of Lansing. How much of a drop-off in funds, then, have these changes amounted to?
Well, it's hard to measure that now because very little have come out. Like, a person called our office the other day that had a huge bill, but it managed to get everything paid, and her water was off. And so what she said is that she said, contact DHS, blah, blah, blah. And the bottom line is they didn't consider that an emergency. I thought without water, although we have some citizens that have had to resort to using some of the ice and snow that Mother Nature has provided by melting that in their tubs to flush the toilets. I mean, that's not how we live in Lansing, and that's not how we treat our brothers and sisters. There has to be a different way to communicate and to make sure the most vulnerable and poor in our community are protected.
What are you telling people who contact the city for help?
Well, we are trying to help them navigate a system, but we're making lots of calls. We're asking them to call their legislators. We're asking them to call the State Office, Department of Human Services, and to continue to make contact with the local DHS, filling out the SERs, and we're trying to assist them in that process. We've had some churches from outside of the area that have heard some of these stories and are coming forth, but again, the resources outside of the state system are much more limited than what the state is holding on to at this point.
Can you adjust to this new normal?
Well, if I ever...
Sounds like everything changed here not too long ago,
right.
And we have a new normal.
Well, if I can recover from October 4th of this year. I mean, October, then there's November, and then December slams January. And so it's just keep mounting. And then the fuel costs have gone up on top of that. So it's almost a no-win situation for, the poor and vulnerable of our community.
What other leaders in positions like yours have you communicated with? This is an issue across the state?
Yes. We have talked with some advocates out of Flint, out of Saginaw, looking at is there possibilities of a class action suit. I mean, this is a wrong approach. This has impact. I mean, when you look at what it's costing us, when DHS has had to remove some kids from unsafe environments because of the lack of utilities, and you result to foster care and all these changes, I mean, where are we paying more? We're paying more, now than we would have had we delayed and given the community chance to prepare for these changes.
How do you feel about a class action suit?
Well, my boss, wants to take a different approach in meeting again with DHS and some of the legislators.
The mayor?
That's the mayor. And it certainly would take a longer time, obviously, class action. That's an emotional response on my part.
If people are in need of energy assistance in particular, what's their best, what do you recommend?
Well, you know, I say start with the Department of Human Services and fill out a state emergency relief form. And if that doesn't go any place, to contact our office. I would say contact 211, but they've been just bombarded, and they don't know where to send people at this point. Capital Area Community Services does have, they did have a few weeks ago, about $400,000 for the Greater Lansing area, which included Shiawassee County. And that's not a lot.
Has the propane situation, the propane shortage, impacted your office?
Well, the shortage hasn't hit our office as much, although we've gotten a few calls from the Elk County area. What has hit our office is the price. In some cases, people have skyrocketed, you know, like 200% on propane fuel. I mean, it's just unreal. Mm-hmm. And so you compound that with what's happening out there already, the limited income, our working poor. I mean, people are really getting hit hard.
We're led to believe propane is more used in rural
right.
areas, though. Does it
yep.
play a bigger role in the city of Lansing than we might think?
Well,
might
you know,
think?
I would say not as big as the other utilities, but we do get calls, and people are calling out of desperation. You know, they don't know where else to turn. So we don't get as many of the propane calls. Those that we do, we refer automatically to Capital Area Community Services because they handle the rural area.
Okay. Dr. Joan Jackson Johnson is the director of the Human Relations and Community Service Department for the City of Lansing. Joan, thanks for joining us today. And current state production assistant Hannah Michael John went out on the street to ask folks in the Lansing area how they've been coping with the higher utility bills this winter. Here's some of what she heard.
We've just been generally trying to cut back because my husband's very underemployed right now, so the utilities don't help with that, and there's been a lot of snow and cold. But yes, we're trying to cut back a little to make things right, and you know, setting the furnace back to like 58 at night, that sort of thing.
I've moved tenants into my house. I got a couple rooms I rent to college students to try and offset the winter time. I put plastic on the windows, under the doors. I put film, you know, keep the breeze from coming in. Insulate the attic better, keep the heat turned down to like 66.
You know, you kind of expect your bills to go up a little bit. You know, I think we need to probably have a talk with our landlord about, you know, fixing up some areas of our house, because I think just the fact that our house is drafty is kind of, you know, a big part of the reason why our bills have gone up. But, you know, it's money that comes out of, you know, groceries and student loan payments and things like that. So the bills have just gotten a little bit, you know, tighter, and not as much money left over at the end of each paycheck, you know, as you normally have.
Oh, it's been breaking my pockets. Me and my fiance, we've been going really broke trying to make ends meet so we can take care of that, because we got to have utilities on, you know. I had to pick up side jobs and things like that to take care of it just for this winter. Like, usually my utility bills is about $80 would be high. I just got one that's like $200, so that's a big jump for me, a real big jump.
That was Jody Lewis, Patrick Barnes, Sam Englott, and Reno Patterson on coping with this winter's higher utility bills.